Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this 24th Sunday after Pentecost is the Gospel, Matthew 25:14-30. But the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another five talents. Likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of these servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also who had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter the joy of your Lord. And he who had received 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid, and so I went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant. You knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is the text. Please be seated. In the name of Jesus, amen. Each of the Gospels for the last few Sundays of the church year draw our attention to the end of time. Today's Gospel is the Lord's parable of the rich man who entrusted money to his servants. 2 of these servants did pretty well with the talents or the money that they had been given. The 3rd servant, however, enraged his master because he did not even bother to earn simple interest by investing it with the bankers. All 3 of these servants are looking directly at you this morning. They want to know from you, are you a good and faithful servant like those 2 servants in this gospel? Or will you be called wicked and lazy like the 3rd servant? Will you be given more, or will what you have be taken away? These questions all boil down to 1 question this morning. Sooner or later, you will be required personally to answer this question, whether you wish to answer it or not. Good or wicked, faithful or lazy, receiving or forfeiting, it all comes down to this. What will you have to show for the treasure you have been given? The bare reading of this gospel has already alerted us to the seriousness of the situation. His Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. Cast this unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Dear members of Grace Lutheran Church, God, your heavenly Father, delivered his goods to you when he baptized you, adopting you to be one of his own dear children. The property that God entrusted to you for his life, to you is his life-giving and miracle-producing word for you. The property entrusted to the servants in today's gospel may be compared to God's word because it is written in the Psalms. The law, and that refers to the Torah here, the law or Torah of your mouth, O Lord, is better to me than thousands of coins and gold, of coins of gold and silver. This entrusted property may be compared to the word because King David declares to God's that God's words are more to be desired than gold, yes, than much fine gold. Again, the property may be compared to the word because our Lord Jesus is the word. And Isaiah calls him wisdom and knowledge and the strength of salvation. God, our Heavenly Father, gave his word and promises. That is, he entrusted you with his property on the day he baptized you. Stated another way, when you were baptized, your Heavenly Father implanted his word in you, and which is now powerfully at work in you. The word entrusted to you at your baptism exerts its divine power over your sin, not only by assuring you of the forgiveness of all your sins through Jesus, but also by giving you strength to resist the temptations of the devil. The divine word entrusted to you at your baptism does its good work both in you and through you, because God has promised you, my word shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish what I please and shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Because of your baptism, this word of God continually is near to you. It is in your mouth and in your heart, empowering your confession by which you are saved, so that you may be saved. The kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. So here you are, in the accompaniment of these servants this morning, who have been entrusted with their master's property in today's gospel. Along with all the baptized of Christ, you have been given your individual share of your master's treasure. You personally have been given your share in order that you might make good use of it. Your share of your master's property must be carefully guarded and wisely invested, so that you will not be treated like this third servant in this gospel, who was called wicked and lazy, and who was thrown out of the master's house. Now, I have no doubt that some people might object to my comparison of God's baptismal word and promises for you to the money entrusted to these servants in this gospel. Some people will argue that one servant receives more than another in this gospel, but God shows no partiality. They will say that God, your Father, gave his forgiving words and promises to all people equally. For that reason, his word and promises for you in your baptism should not be compared to the property in today's gospel. Well, I do not protest that God shows no partiality. I will not dispute one bit that God's word is equally spoken and equally beneficial to all people. To each of you, large or small, young or old, rich or poor, God forgives you all your sins because Jesus died and rose from the dead for you. While I agree that God's word is equally for all, I will declare also that some people in the church have been given greater responsibility to care for the preaching of his word than others. Stated another way, some bear a greater responsibility than others, just like the man in this gospel who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. Obviously, the baptized saints of a cradle role are not given as much responsibility for the word as the pastor and elders are. Obviously, parents bear a greater burden for faithful teaching of the word than do the children whom they were given to teach. Even so, each servant in today's gospel was entrusted with his master's property. The amount of the money here doesn't matter as much as the trust itself matters. In the same way, every single baptized Christian has a share in the word that has been entrusted to the Holy Christian Church. Every single baptized Christian must give an account for how he or she used the responsibility and trust that was given. You must guard the property entrusted to you. That is to say, you have a role and a responsibility in the preaching of God's word in this place. Indeed, my responsibility is to preach and teach faithfully. Your responsibility is to listen faithfully, and not just for your personal benefit or for the benefit of your family. Your responsibility is to listen faithfully so that God's word may indeed be carefully guarded and faithfully preached from this pulpit for the forgiveness of sins and salvation of yourself and others until Christ returns. You also must wisely use and invest the property entrusted to you. That is to say, your responsibility in the growth of God's word does not merely involve your listening, but also your speaking. You proclaim God's word to the world with every amen that you speak in this place. The miracle-producing word of God goes out from your mouth with every psalm that you chant with me, with every confession you make of the creeds, and with your every praying of the Lord's Prayer. You are even investing the divine property entrusted to you, taking part in its multiplication and growth every time you come to Holy Communion. This is why St. Paul has declared to you, as often as you, now that's the corporate you here, as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. God, your heavenly Father, does not want you to lose this great gift of his word that he has entrusted to you, which is more powerful than powerful to save you. This is why your Lord so earnestly says to you, lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul. God's apostle Paul does not wish to have your heart or your entrusted property rather corrupted or stolen either. So he declares to Timothy and to all God's people, guard what has been committed to you. The many people who become Christians in the book of Acts all want you to make sure that the word entrusted to you not be corrupted or buried. They want you to continue wisely investing your entrusted property through faithful preaching, faithful teaching, and the right administration of God's sacraments in this place. You do not make Christians. I do not make Christians. God makes Christians when the word he has entrusted to us grows and expands like money that's carefully invested. This is why it is repeatedly written in the book of Acts, the word of God grew and multiplied. It always feels kind of strange to stand up here and talk about or preach about the importance of worship to those who have gathered for worship. But there is more to preaching than just correction and rebuke. I'm not telling you things for your comfort in order that you will not, I am rather telling you these things for your comfort in order that you will not change your regular habits of coming to worship. Dear saints of God in this place, faithful servants, every one of you, think of Sunday morning worship as nothing more than a continued investment and growth of the property that's been entrusted to you in your baptism. Now, after a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. With the divinely given interest and growth that God himself provides for you in this place, that is, in the ongoing declaration of forgiveness and the promise of life that are credited to you here, the entrusted property of God's word and promises for you shall not fail. The trust that you have been given shall indeed bear its fruit and its interest for you, and you shall not be cast out of your master's house. Today's gospel is your Lord's parable of the rich man who entrusted his money to his servants. Two servants did pretty well with those talents, with those money that they had been given. The third servant enraged his Lord because he didn't even bother to earn a single to invest it and earn even the banker's interest. All three servants, again this morning, are looking at you. What will you have to show for the treasure you've been given? I don't want you to answer these questions by looking into your mind or your heart. Don't base your answer on how you feel at any given moment. Answer these questions by looking only at the entrusted property of God's word that your heavenly Father gave to you in the day of your baptism. Answer these questions, or answer these servants, rather, in this gospel by telling them that your entrusted property of God's word gains interest and accrues with each liturgy, each absolution, each sermon, and each Holy Communion. Unashamedly tell your servants, or tell these servants, that your investment has not been buried in the dirt, but that you hold by faith in the coming of the Son of Man. Your God shall without fail settle his accounts with you, because of what you continue to receive here, in the ongoing preaching of his powerful word, in the unending administration of his sacraments, your Lord shall most certainly say to you on that day, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.